John, Tyrone Championship down to the last eight, and down to the last, seven?
Yeah.
Carrickmore through last night against Greencastle in the first of the quarterfinals. Maybe a little closer than most people thought.
Most people were thinking that Carrickmore should come good always in Championship. And normally they do, Tom, but they got pushed all the way last night. Greencastle pushed them all the way. I believe that somebody got sent, one of the lads got sent off and weakened them a bit, but pushed them to the end. But, you know, the old dog for the hard road at the end of the day, Carrickmore's always going to be there to come Championship time, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, on to this evening. But before we actually look at this evening's games, any big surprises so far in the Championship?
No, I don't think so. Not so far. Like Cole Island, you know, dealt with Galbally. You know, that was a match that they were probably favoured to win, and then they're more with Strabane. So really, nothing surprising yet, Tom. Maybe, like, as you tell about today's match and the matches tomorrow, there could be a surprise thrown in. See, Tom, Tyrone Championships, it kind of mirrors a wee bit of what goes on in the Ulster Championship, whereas, you know, you still have, if you look at Tyrone, the county league at the minute, there's, you know, maybe the first top five teams or so are always, you know, the likes of Dromore, Cullen, Kelly, Clahart, Clonoe, Errigal, them are the teams in the top of the league. They're the teams that are fancied for the Championship. And, like, you're chatting fives and then maybe six, seven other, you know, six teams altogether. And, like, anybody can win this Championship. That's the thing about the Tyrone Championship. There's never, the favourites aren't normally the team to win it.
Anyway, as you mentioned, the top five, and certainly two of those are meeting this evening in Carrickmore. Killy Clahar, so close in recent years against Errigal Kieran.
Yeah. Killy Clahar and Errigal, now it's a big game tonight. It's up in Carrickmore. The likes of Killy Clahar have come good, Tom, this past few years. You know, when you look at the county edition, they have the likes of, you know, young Mark Bradley and the two McCanns. They're a good team, Tom. They've been coming good, and this game tonight now would be personally it would be a hard one for me to call, because as we know ourselves about Errigal have there's a good category of players in there as well, and they've a Championship pedigree. So it's a game that the pundits will not call it that easy, but still in all, I still think Killy Clahar could go on and push and win this one now.
Just remind me, Errigal Kieran, obviously Peter Hart. Who else have they?
Well, Peter Hart would be, I suppose, the main name with them. But you know, there's a young boy Ronan McCrory and a couple, you know, Aidan McCrory. Like the young Stephen Tierney was a good lad there. They've a surplus of good players, and what's left over obviously from the Noddies, I suppose, there's not that many going through. But I suppose like Peter Hart obviously will be the big major influence there. Mm. But Aidan McCrory, you know, has been playing well for Tyrone, and young Stephen Tierney. I like that Stephen Tierney lad; he's a good player. Another lad, Callum McCrory, he's another lad that's involved there. You know, the Errigal team is coming through, and then Pascal Cadavan. Pascal's looking after them, and, like, you know, over the recent years, they could have been guilty of maybe not been having the steel in them, but I guarantee that Pascal will put a bit of steel in them.
Hmm. How do you see it go?
As I say, I've been looking at it earlier and I thought Killy Clahar could win it, but, you know, Errigal can still produce it, Tom, and the game backs against the wall. They're sitting pretty in the league as well, and they're fourth or fifth in the league. They're coming around again, but no, I still think Killy Clahar going to win this, Tom, to be honest with you.
And moving on to tomorrow again, two more games.
Two games tomorrow, Tom.
Champions Trillick put their title on the line against Eglish.
Well, this is a game, I suppose, again, all the, you know, we're looking at this game and they're looking at Trillick as champions last year. And, you know, although the Trillick came through the Championship last year and nobody really tipping them, you know, we still forget that the category of players they have in the league, you know, the two Donnellys, Matty and Ritchie, and like there's the young lads, the two Rory and Lee Brennan, you know, from the county set up. And then there's obviously a couple of other young lads coming through there. So they have a good service of players through it, and they're a strong team. And obviously, you know, they proved that last year they won the Championship, you know, albeit that it was a surprise to a few people. But, you know, they're a good, strong team. But I'm sure Eglis will give them something, but I still fancy Trillick, they'll not lose the crown tomorrow night, don't I?
Yeah. Who carries the main threat for Eglis, or who are their main players?
Well, there's a couple of Kellys that play for Eglis. I wouldn't be sure about Eglis that well. A couple of Kellys and unfortunately, they lost the young lad. Remember the lad that in the way to play in Australia? He was with them, but they've got his brother playing. But they haven't. I'm not. That, I wouldn't be sure about much about. Yeah. About there's two Kelly lads that play for them. I know they're pretty good.
And as I say, all roads are leads to Dungannon tomorrow evening. St Enda's.
Well, the most mouthwatering tie. Everybody's been waiting on this one, Tom. Mm. Like O'Mclenough, this is a big one. Like both two teams that a lot of people would fancy to win the Championship in Tyrone. You know, firstly, if you look at Oma, Tom, and when you talk about personnel and on a team, you know, they're nearly like a county team when you start naming them. You know, the likes of Joe McMahon, for instance, that hadn't played all year for us, and Patron, he's back playing and playing fairly well, I see. And you know, the defence that would have the likes of, you know, they've got Justy and their defence, and Barry Tierney. Defensively, they're very, very strong. And then, you know, Conor Grogan, that plays midfield for them. And then, obviously, up front, like, I hear word that by Conor Clark's injured. But, you know, Conor Myler, Ronan O'Neill, these boys are top-class players. Like, so, Oma, to me, looked like the team to be, you know, could go on and win the whole thing. But you have to look at Clonoe. And, again, remember that, you know, they're champions of a few years back. And young Conor McLusky, Danny McNulty, you know, Paul, Patrick Doris, them boys are all good players, like.
Yeah. So, how do you see that go?
I'll stick my neck on the table. I think Oma's going to come through. I actually fancy Oma this year to win the championship. You know, I think, you know, the shackles have thrown over and these boys have settled into it. There's a lot of these boys are looking to prove a point as well. Like the likes of young Myler that didn't get probably a good run in the Throne Championship and, you know, the county set up. You know, Ronan O'Neill, the guy that, you know, the way he plays for Tyrone, you know, it's a system that maybe doesn't help his style of football, you know. Like, people would be critical of how he's playing. I think he's a top-class player, but just the way Tyrone plays, the system that they're set up in, it doesn't really lend himself to a full forward that he is, and I think he's one of the best full forwards around. So I still think tomorrow, I think Oma's the team tomorrow, Tom, and I would fancy Oma maybe to go on all the way.